Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Jay Hanselman. Ohio's governor's race has been heating up as early voting begins and the candidates start the stretch drive to the May 8th primary. On the Republican side, underdog Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor's campaign has dubbed Attorney General Mike DeWine D.C. DeWine, while the veteran office holder's campaign has countered by calling her unqualified to be governor. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about the GOP contest. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
You said in your column yesterday on our website that the Republican primary for governor has become rather nasty. If the polls show Mike DeWine more than 30 points ahead of Mary Taylor, why is it so nasty?
That's a very good question, Jay. Ordinarily, it probably would not be. I think part of it's the nature of the two candidates. Mary Taylor is a very aggressive candidate. She has very strong opinions. She has very strong opinions about the DeWine and John Husted team as being, you know, establishment politicians, people who are, you know, have done nothing in their lives but run for office. And she is going to, you know, she may go down in flames, but she's going to go down fighting.
And part of this, I think you said, involves also DeWine is trying to hold on to the Trump voters.
Yes, a lot of this is about Donald Trump. You know, she obviously is making her pitch to the Trump voters, particularly in the, she's spending a whole lot of money in Southwest Ohio where there are a lot of Trump voters. And they're ads which are actually calling Mike DeWine a liberal, that he's against Donald Trump on issues like immigration and guns and other things. And they're battling for that Trump vote in the primary. Now, that may not be as important in the general election, but in a Republican primary, I think that we found out in 2016, it can be very important.
Has President Trump said if he has a favorite in the race?
Not really, not directly. She has been to two campaign events that Trump had, or public events that Trump had in Ohio, including one here in Blue Ash. And Mike DeWine is not. Now, he did not say one way or the other whether or not he was endorsing her. The attack ads against DeWine that are coming from the Taylor camp, Bob Paduchik, who ran Trump's campaign in 2016 in Ohio, has denounced her, said it's absolutely nonsense. Mike DeWine is the endorsed candidate of the Ohio Republican Party, and that she needs to knock it off.
I think President Trump was in the Cleveland area recently. I don't know the exact timeline. Who was there with him? Did DeWine show up? Did Mary Taylor show up?
Mary Taylor was there. DeWine was not, to my knowledge. Jim Renacci, who's the U.S. Senate candidate, who has been specifically endorsed by Donald Trump, was there. And, you know, it's kind of a fine line whether or not you campaign with Trump or stay away.
I think I get this right. I believe it was President Reagan said the 11th commandment was thou shalt not speak ill of a fellow Republican.
Yeah.
How does this square with that 11th with the 11th commandment?
Jay, I'm afraid that's been thrown out some time ago, and you know, it wasn't her that threw it out. It's been kind of trampled on over the years, but yes, indeed, that was Ronald Reagan's philosophy.
What are the Democrats saying about all this? Or are they just sitting on the sidelines watching?
Well, Democrats, you know, I mean, they have their own troubles. You know, Richard Cordray and Dennis Kucinich going at it, each other, you know, constantly. But in this case, they don't have to do anything. They just have to sit back and watch and hope that this turns out to be so divisive that the Republican Party is going to have a hard time getting itself together in a general election. And that's what they're hoping for.
Unless I'm missing it on local TV, I'm seeing lots of ads for DeWine and Taylor. I don't know that I've seen any ads for the Democratic candidates. Are they just going to stay off the air?
You're seeing them mostly up in Northeast Ohio because that's where the Democrats are in Ohio. You are going to see some, I think, but they're not spending as much money. They don't have as much money, number one. And they're not spending as much of it on TV. They're doing a whole lot more social media and direct mail and that kind of thing.
And you'll be watching it all for us.
Absolutely.
WVXU politics reporter Howard Wilkinson, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.